And for more, we've got Philadelphia Police Commissioner Sylvester Johnson. Commissioner, welcome.
I'm glad to be here. Thank you.
So where did this idea come from?
It came from the streets of Philadelphia. It came from a person by the name of Charlie Mack, David Muhammad, Bishop Robinson, who had this idea of putting 10,000 men on the streets of Philadelphia to assist in the violence. They in turn went to Kenny Gamble. Kenny Gamble is a person the size of Philadelphia that has done a lot of love for our community, and we started meeting. After meeting, we decided to make Mr. Kenny Gamble the chairman of what's going on here with the 10,000 men. And we came up with the name 10,000 Men Call to Action. It's a new day. 10,000 men can be any color, Caucasian, Latinos, Afro-Americans. But the facts are that 85% of our homicides in the city of Philadelphia are Afro-Americans. And I think in the Afro-American community, the men have a bigger obligation because they see more crime and more murders in their community than any other person to stand up and be counted. I think we're at the point right now that people, especially in our communities, are seeing enough is enough.
You yourself, of course, are an African-American man and in this very key position in Philadelphia. Do you ever feel like you're cutting against the grain of what your colleagues in other cities would do? Would they, as police commissioners, or have you heard of anyone else, embracing this kind of approach?
Well, I'm not sure what they're going to do, and I'm really not concerned about what they do. My concern is race shortage here in the city of Philadelphia is that we cannot arrest our way out of this problem. I said 4 or 5 years ago, traditional policing is not working. Traditional policing is only locking people up. That is not the answer. It doesn't matter what our statistics are if people can't sit on their step and kids can't come out and play. I will be retiring on January the 5th of next year. On January the 6th and the 7th, I'll be out there working along with the other men because it's important to me. The only thing that will change will be my title, but my dedication and my commitment to my community will still be the same.
Describe to me what you think these men will do and what you yourself will do once you're retired. What are we really talking about in terms of walking the streets, in terms of communicating with the police department?
We're not asking them to do anything that the police are not already doing. What's going to happen is that on January the 21st, there's going to be a meeting at the Leo Cora Center in the city of Philadelphia. We're encouraging men to attend, all men, especially Afro-American men. If Latinos want to join us, they're welcome. If Caucasian wants to join us, they're welcome. The facts are that we will go over what the rules and regulations are, and the fact is that you cannot carry a weapon. There is no confrontations. We're not going out there to arrest anybody. And we'll talk about the things that happen, how important it is for them to be involved. On the 22nd of October, then men will report to different schools throughout the city of Philadelphia. At that time, they will receive training in the form of conflict resolution, training in the form of a lot of other mental thing. There's no physical training involved in this. They will be assigned squads with squad leaders. They will go out there with a minimum of 15, 20 guys at one time in maybe a 3 or 4 block area. When they go out there, there will be a police car assigned to that particular group, that particular squad. That police car will just be in the ear in case something happens. There will be communications there. They're just to go out there, they're called peacekeepers. They're out to solve the peace. It's hard for any criminal to do anything when there's 15, 20, 50 men standing there right in front of them. So we're encouraging all 30 police officers to be involved in this. This is bigger than policing. Police didn't create this problem. Police are not going to solve this problem. We're not going to do it alone anyhow. You know, homeland security is very, very important. But hometown security is just as important. And a lot of our major cities are being neglected. They're being neglected because a lot of the funds that used to come to the city of Philadelphia are no longer coming here, not just for policing, for jobs, for education, for health. We have been neglected. And I say again, traditional policing is not working. We will just never arrest our way out of this problem. It has to be a holistic type of approach. We're losing people overseas. Finally, we're saying enough's enough. We had an officer or army sergeant who was in Afghanistan, came here maybe about 4 or 5 months ago, a little longer than that, whose mother was murdered here. And he made this statement which kind of, you know, hit home. Am I fighting the wrong war? Am I in the wrong place? Should I be fighting here in Philadelphia where my mother was killed? Should I be fighting overseas for somebody else?
What was the moment that you felt most needed as a police officer or commissioner? And what was one of the moments where you felt a sense of discouragement or despair because of the limitations on what the police force can do alone?
Well, it says again, I've been in policing for 43 years. I spent 7 years in homicide. I've been in every unit basically in the city. I've been in every rank in the city. So the idea is that when I grew up in North Philadelphia, it was a predominantly very black neighborhood. And I see the devastations every single day. I see the 9-year-old boy that was shot in Philadelphia. I was at the hospital when they were trying to work on him, where brain matter's coming out of his head. I see the 4-year-old girl shot. I see the things that's happening every single day right there on the front line. So these things are very discouraging to me, so you try to do everything you can to help. My concern is not to go out there and make a lot of arrests. My concern is to make sure people have a good quality of life, no matter what color you are, no matter what religion you are, no matter what part of the city you live in. But again, it has to be that holistic type approach, and everyone has to get involved in this.
What's your hope for how this will affect not only crime, but the other prospects, prosperity, and hope of African-American men in Philadelphia?
Well, it says, again, anytime you have 52% of Afro-American men are unemployed, and anytime you have maybe 51-52% in the ninth grade and not graduate the 12th grade, what I would like to see, quite naturally, men, people who are working are not committing crime. People who are educated are not committing crime. 94% of those committing crime, or not committing crime, are being killed, not being killed, are high school dropouts. These things that law enforcement can't solve. You can't ask law enforcement to solve a problem that we did not create. We didn't create the social ills in the city of Philadelphia. We didn't create the poor education. We didn't create the lack of jobs. We didn't create poverty. We're law enforcement people. We can only do what law enforcement can do. So again, when 85% of our community are being killed, or on seeing like almost on a continuous basis, then we have to do something to stop. So whether it's 10,000 men, or it's 4,000 men, or 60 men, whatever the numbers are, we will be out there.
Commissioner, thank you so much.
All right, thank you.
Sylvester Johnson is police commissioner for the city of Philadelphia, and he spoke with us from the studios of Audio Post in Philadelphia.